When was the 26th president of the United States who talked softly and carried a big stick while the other had to be filmed on the Ed Sullivan Show from the waist up for being overly provocative? Both Teddy Roosevelt and Elvis Aaron Presley are central characters in the play Rose of Elvis, coming to the University of Michigan's Mendelsohn Theater this weekend. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with the two women playing Teddy and Elvis. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Brooke. The play Rose of Elvis, you know, it's the product of the Brooklyn, New York-based experimental theater project called The Team, and deals with a road trip of self-discovery from Mount Rushmore down to Elvis's home in Memphis, Tennessee. All four of these road trippers are played by two women, Kristen C. as Teddy Roosevelt and Brenda, a taxidermist. And Kristen is joined by her counterpart, Libby King, who rather appropriately plays Elvis. And she also plays Anne, a closeted lesbian. The pair helped also create the play. And as Libby tells me, well, they also took that very same road trip themselves. That had to be fun. From the Dakotas all the way down to Graceland to kind of help finish the project along.
That was pretty incredible. It was something that we knew we wanted to do. We wanted to incorporate a lot of video into the show. And as the story developed, we knew it was important for the character Anne to go where she's from in Rapid City, South Dakota, down to Graceland. And then there was the Teddy Roosevelt aspect of that, of Mount Rushmore and his time in the Dakotas. And then we sort of had these options budgetarily because we're a not-for-profit theater organization, and we had a different couple versions, like a two-week road trip, a 10-day, and I think we ended up being able to go on this 7-day kind of all-in sort of adventure, the one-way flight to Rapid City and then getting to Graceland in time for the end of it. And it was really remarkable. I mean, I grew up in Nebraska, but I hadn't been to Mount Rushmore or the Badlands. And then as we were driving down, since I'm from Nebraska, I had some different connections for us to film things. And so we got to film in my hometown. A friend of mine's father, he runs a processing plant that we were able to shoot a lot of footage at, and a hair salon, some other like places that from my growing up.
Now, Libby, since you're playing Elvis and your co-star Kristen is Teddy Roosevelt, there's a great deal of gender identity struggle underlying the play. Certainly, we know that that's a concern that's been greatly politicized in the past few months and years. And you've been touring with Rose of Elvis, now coming to Ann Arbor here in the Midwest, which I'm sure has, you know, a very different audience, you know, compared to your past performances in New York and London with the play. Is that a potential concern?
I think it will be really useful, and I think really exciting. I think we would have to go to Ann Arbor, and I think that was really a goal of the piece, was to, you know, not just perform it for New York audiences, but be able to tell the story in places where it might even have a larger impact. So I know that we all really hope. I mean, that's kind of what the team does, is we just want to start a conversation with people. And we used to always invite the audience to a bar after our shows so that we could continue the conversation, because that's kind of what we do in making our plays, is just struggle with these issues of what's going on in America right now. And we just kind of bat those things back and forth and try not to, you know, hammer any politics or opinions about these things, but just kind of raise them up and theatricalize them and try to start a conversation. So I really hope that it stirs that up when we're in Ann Arbor.
I think it's actually pretty smart to have the bar meeting afterwards, because then it's letting down of the hair and all that stuff. Do you bring, like, the glasses so that people, are they tempted to try them on?
Do I bring the glasses, like the Elvis glasses?
Or? Sure.
No, not even normally, but I could try just to make sure people know who they need to talk to if they have any questions.
Oh, I was 19 the first time they played me on the radio. They played me 11 times in a row that night, and folks started calling in going, "Who's that?" So Dewey Phillips called my house. He wanted me to come down to the station for an interview. First question he asked me when I got there was, "What high school did I go to?" So folks listening would know I was a white guy. Because really, I was unlike anything anyone had ever seen before. I mean, I really shook things up, man.
We're speaking with Libby King, who portrays Elvis Presley in the play Rose of Elvis, coming to Ann Arbor this weekend as part of the University Musical Society season from the University of Michigan. Libby, looking into the play, I saw an interesting tidbit that Elvis actually had a framed quote by Teddy Roosevelt, your counterpart of the play. Elvis had a quote by Teddy on his wall?
Yes. So these were potentially going to be two separate shows, two separate one-woman shows that we ended up just kind of mashing together and then weren't really sure that connections between the two would necessarily surface. But some of these little facts came up in our research, which was the Teddy Roosevelt quote and a few other little things. But, yeah, we really hone in on that quote in the play because that's such a beautiful thing to, like, for the audience to hear when they, at the beginning of the play, before they enter into this sort of hero's journey.
In learning more about the play Rose of Elvis, which was collaboratively made by the two women who star as Teddy Roosevelt and Elvis Presley, I also reached out to the director of the play, Rachel Chavkin, who was still in New York City, the home base of that theater project called The Team. And in reining in performers who write for themselves, Chavkin can sometimes feel a bit like a traffic cop.
On bad days, it can feel that way. And on good days, you know, what I think I do best as a director is taking the DNA or sort of initial mold of someone's idea and actually shaping that and bringing it into contact with all these other ideas in space. And those ideas are also coming from the designers and conversations we've been having. So it's really about tethering, sort of moving all of those ideas into a kind of lockstep.
Well, speaking of moving around, there's definitely that road movie sort of vibe to Rose of Elvis as well.
Totally. Actually, it's funny. Travel, cross-country travel plays a big role in a lot of the team's work. I think because we're so interested in the stories that make up the country, so many of those stories are really geographically tied. And so we made a play where two people, a couple, travel through 400 years of American history as they travel west. In this play, in Rose of Elvis, that's, of course, a journey from South Dakota, the Badlands in South Dakota, to Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. So it's a journey south that actually we did while making the show as part of research and to film a lot of footage that we use in the show. But that's also, of course, a metaphysical journey that that the central character, Anne, goes on from the Badlands to Graceland.
Rachel, well before Ann Arbor this weekend, one of the places that the team took Rose of Elvis was London. And there's a lot of iconography surrounding Elvis throughout the world, but as a very American-centric figure, did Teddy Roosevelt translate well over in the United Kingdom?
It was definitely something we thought about, although we sort of knew we couldn't take that knowledge for granted, even in America. So actually, the opening of the show is this massive upling that's very, very funny in terms of how the two actresses perform it. But it's very much about giving the audience all of the biographical tools that they need to appreciate the story.
I was born in New York, New York. I went to Harvard when I was 17. I ran for New York State Assembly, and I got it. I was only 23. I wrote in my journal nearly every day, editing as I went. I was also a voracious reader, read tens of thousands of books, sometimes three a day. I can have a conversation with anyone about anything. I'm a part of everything I ever read.
For Kristen C., playing Teddy Roosevelt in Rose of Elvis at a theater in Walker, Minnesota, seemed to turn into a bit of a hero worship encounter.
I don't know. I think there's something about, like, you know, it's a patriotic place, but it's also a liberal place. And I think that they, you know, I was getting challenged by the guys who worked at the theater with, like, Teddy trivia. They'd be like, I think I found something, you know, you got wrong. Or they'd be like, do you know this little tidbit about him? Like, it was the first place I'd been with the show where people seemed to be as excited about Teddy as they were about Elvis. But in London, I would say that I think people received him a little bit like a cartoon. And sort of thought that, didn't know that all the things that I was saying about him were actually true, because they seemed so far-fetched. And that was interesting. It was interesting to have to kind of wrangle them when I could tell they were laughing at him a little bit in disbelief, like you would at a cartoon.
There is, in the video at least that I've seen, a very specific accent that you use with that. Is that enhancing that possibly?
Oh, it's definitely, I mean, this is not to say that this performance is not, it is very heightened. It is definitely, I'm definitely pursuing it. Like, he's a clown. It's a caricature. But That accent came because originally I had been interested in using a voice distorter, and I was thinking about being mic'd the whole time and pitching my voice down. And Rachel pushed back on me a lot on that, and I was trying to just explore ways in which I could make a big, deep sound. And then the more I was the more I read about him, the more the descriptions of his voice from people who heard him speak were hilarious. It was like they would call him grandmotherly or, piping tenor, and talk about him having this really distinct patrician, upper class New York drawl, and that he would, yell and make himself, heard all the time on the floor of the assembly in New York. And I just started thinking, I ended up doing basically a Katharine Hepburn impression, because I kept thinking, these are these moneyed East Coasters, and it was kind of a joke at first, and then it just felt right. It felt really right really fast, and we stuck with it.
If I hadn't been the president of the United States, I would have gone into natural sciences. I love animals. I love to categorize things and dissect them. When I was president, the White House was full of pets.
Oh, I had a chimpanzee named Scatter. He knew how to drive.
I had a horse named Manitow.
Oh, I had a horse named Bear. I love Christmas and lasagna and meat.
I love my family, the 4th of July, meat, and guns.
Oh, I like to carry a gun.
Me too, very much.
Roosevelt's road trips their way into the University of Michigan's Lydia Mendelson Theater this weekend as part of the University Musical Society season. Tickets are available online at ums.org, and you can find more about Libby King, Kristen C., and Rachel Chapkin at theteamplays.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.